Yeah, so this is part two. Yeah, as now I hate it'd be easier if I didn't exist or if I could fake my non-existence and promote. See, people have come up to me in the past and said, "Hey, read this book or read this poem or read listen to this song." And they said, "Oh, it's not mine. Don't worry, it's not mine, it's somebody else's, but you might like it." But it was theirs. Yeah, because self-promotion, like my father said, is no promotion, and people hate self-promotion. And people like to cut other people down, not raise people up. I've written about this. Unless it's a fait accompli already, unless the person is already established by mass media and public opinion and promotion as some sort of genius, people are loath, 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 loath. They hate it to build anybody up and say anybody else is smart and clever or good or talented or whatever. Yeah, people hate that. So, telling you to read my books is the most hopeless thing there is to do. You know, it's the last thing you should do. But you have to. Forget that I wrote them. I'm not getting any money from them. I'm not getting any fame. I'll get put in prison and tortured if anything because of them. And you know, besides the fact that I've sacrificed so much for them already, and I've like paid my dues, if you want to put it that way. No one can claim I haven't paid my dues. No one can claim I haven't sacrificed everything for this work, and that I have a right to be taken seriously. But anyway, but they will anyway. And so it's much easier to abuse, to distort what I've written after I'm not here to correct the revisionists in that modern sense, they use the word revisionist. When people misrepresent my work in the future, I won't be here to correct it. So people will be able to distort what I've written to suit purposes, nefarious and malicious purposes I had no intention of participating in or promoting, you know. So I don't know why people haven't read my books, and I can't understand why my last book hasn't been read by millions of people. I really can't. I know it can be rewritten better, but 200 pages, A4 size. If you haven't read it, if you have read it, then how come you haven't promoted it? If you haven't read it, why not? You think this is some sort of game I play, you know, just for fun? Am I promoting it, trying to make money or something? No, it's all free. It's you have to have understood the viruses don't exist to. This is the biggest opportunity. You would have thought 9/11 was really obvious too. In hindsight, 9/11 totally obvious. Even for and some flat earthers will say even the flat earth was obvious in hindsight. I'm standing on the Gulf of Finland, and the water. If this was a curved earth, why doesn't the water go curve downwards, away from me? Okay, not a perfect sphere, you'll say, it's some sort of spheroid or something, and I'm near the top. But as far as I understand, on any curve, what's the word? Convex or con? You know, there's convex curves and there's concave curves. I think convex curve is the one that's, you know, up and down, like a parabola. But sorry, I just confused you by saying parabola. Don't think parabola, think circle. Think sphere. If you're standing on a circle, then to the observer, surely every point in front and behind you should go down, should slope down. Yeah? Think about it. If you're standing on the, you know, on a ball and you're looking left, right, forwards and backwards, everywhere, if you're bigger than the ball, everywhere the ball goes down. If the ball's bigger than you, still, in theory, it's got to go down. So what can I look out over the Gulf of Finland and it goes up? You know, I'm talking, it's really big. I mean, in terms of water, it's a, in terms of my memories of water and large bodies of water, it seems to go up. Yeah, and like I compare it to coming walking into Bondi Beach from the top, because there's a bigger scarp. What's the word? There's a special word for it. All around this region geographically, there's do they call it a klimt or something? Anyway, there's like a cliff and it's rising, And there's a sudden cliff all the way around most of the coastlines of all these areas in the Baltic and Gulf of Finland and stuff, and on this side of it at least. And so you have these cliffs that rise up straight from the coast, and they're rising up. They continue to rise up. And standing at the top, you look at the body of water, the Gulf of Finland. It's like when you walk into Bondi Beach, there's a really steep hill down into Bondi Beach. But I can't remember ever seeing a body of water that seemed to rise up into the distance. That seemed so long or so tall. I don't know how to say what I mean, but so much of it in the forward sense, yeah, of their being that you can see. And I don't think you should be able to see that anyway. But my point is, there's so many things that should have been obvious in the, like religion. If you read my book on religion, it should be obvious to you that the Cult of Judah religions and almost every other religion is a fraud. It should be obvious. Okay, these are things you can't argue about. Wittgenstein wouldn't even argue about because you're talking about nonsense. But in the terms of viruses, there's something, they haven't cleared away the evidence, yeah? It's not like with 9/11, all the evidence was, most of the evidence was taken away, and you need to be an engineer to understand it. Well, you shouldn't need to be, but anyway. But I really think, okay, like 9/11, the virus thing is really obvious. We've got all the documentation. We've got the bodies this time. Yeah, we've got the victims, the bodies. We've got the motives. We've got it's medical and scientific evidence. We're not talking about, even though there's no evidence, but my point is the basis of it's medical and scientific. It's not people arguing about how many fairies can dance on the end of a needle. You know, about religious dogma, even though it is medical dogma and allegedly scientific dogma, it's the most accessible and transparent, and it should be the starting point. I asked someone here, like, what was your starting point to becoming aware? He said it was flat Earth, of all things, you know. But the virology should be the easiest way to demonstrate to people that they've been lied to by their governments. Yeah? This is the opportunity. It's like the Cult of Judah said, okay, if you think that your colleagues and your friends are not goys, they're not just dumb brutes, here we're giving you the chance to prove it. We're giving you the opportunity now to wake them up. We're giving you the opportunity to show that they're intelligent humans and that they're not just dumb animals. And we're not taking that opportunity. And I present it as well as possible. And if people had helped me, I could repackage all of it in really, 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 really accessible ways. But nobody's come to me and said, we want to work with you and help you. A few people, you know, Anton and Mike Hill have helped me a little bit, Anton Becker, in reposting things. But yeah, there's no, I'm not getting any support. A few people have sent a little bit of money in the past, and when I say a little bit, I want to put that in perspective, because for some people, sending a little bit is still a huge deal, and I really appreciate it, and I really respect the value of every cent anybody's ever sent me. But I'm saying, in terms of the money I need and the money other people get, I get nothing. And the chance I'm offering people is the chance. It's like the end game. It's like the last chance. It's like, if you don't accept this offer that's been handed to you on a silver platter, then there's no hope. You're not going to accept anything. It's never going to be more obvious than what it is now. And nobody's going to lay it out for you, the game plan for you, as simpler as I have. And I can do it even better if people would help me do that. But anyway, see, and I didn't even want to make this video about that. This video is about higher power being you, your will. And that doesn't matter what you want to talk about being external higher powers. I can go from A to Z and explain that it means nothing. If the higher power is external and beyond your control, and the only thing you can do is pray to it, then it's hopeless. Yeah? But that's not the case as far as I can see. That's one possibility, but it's not the most compelling one. And it's certainly not at all the productive one. The productive one is that you are the higher power. Your reason, your will is the higher power. It manifests outside of yourself, and then it acts upon you, or it appears to act upon you, but it really emanates from you. That's what Jesus meant by the kingdom of heaven within you. or the kingdom of hell. We have the kingdom of hell within us now, and we're manifesting that in the world. Hopefully the thing that got me to make this first video comes back, because it was much clearer than what I'm saying now, I think. But you can't be sure, because sometimes you think you had an insight and it turns out to be a muddle, yeah? Anyway, so over 10 minutes, so I better stop this video too. Anyway, thank you to anyone who has helped me. Please, please, please understand, I really do respect the value of 1 cent, and I really do respect the value of 1 minute of your time and effort, yeah? Having devoted decades of my life and everything to my enterprise, I do understand that each moment now and each sacrifice you make is significant. And if you've made any sacrifice at all for me, it's hugely appreciated. And I really feel it's the best investment you could ever have made. Anyway, ciao for now.